Hello, my name's Melissa, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I am coping during this confinement period. I think we can all agree that people's lives have changed like never before due to the coronavirus lockdown. We've been told to stay at home and only leave for exercise, alone or with members of our household, or to shop for necessities. And so with many of us being asked even to distance ourselves from others, our family and our friends, it's hard to find a balance between vigilance and the need to maintain some normalcy in our lives. I think everyone would agree. I have two young children and parenting has become increasingly challenging. It's also very difficult to explain to them what's happening in the world and why they can't go to the park, the swimming pool, and play with their friends. My husband is a frontline health professional and he's been away fighting this virus. So yes, I do get anxious, knowing he's out there putting his own life at risk. These are stressful times for everyone. So my days consist in keeping my children busy as much as possible. There are ups and downs, but this is also a chance to create better relationships, to make the most of this one-on-one time we have together. To make them feel safe and loved. So we get creative, we bake cakes, arts and crafts, and try to make the most of our days together. And I must admit, I do appreciate the free time I have when I can pick up my guitar, which I haven't picked up in a long time, and sit on my porch or just read a book without thinking about deadlines for work, appointments to make, endless lists of things to do. None of that really matters anymore, and it's taught me to really take each day as it comes and appreciate the little things, those things that we take for granted. However, I do miss getting together with my family and friends, taking my kids to the beach or the park, and especially since the sun is out and spring is here. The weather is so beautiful, it's just not possible. So I think that's definitely the first thing I will do when this is all over. Stay safe.